President Bush has made terrorism his top priority, reorganized the government, named a Homeland Security Secretary, and approved a color-coded warning system. And according to an independent study, this country still is not ready for a terrorist attack. The Council on Foreign Relations commissioned the study based on interviews with the people who would respond to an attack, local fire departments, police officers, and others. The study's authors include Richard Clark. He worked on national security issues for four presidents and was a senior counterterrorism advisor to President Bush. Mr. Clark, welcome.
Thank you. So
just very briefly, how bad is it?
It's very bad. We're facing a major threat from terrorism, potentially including weapons of mass destruction. And yet the country is guessing about how much money should be spent in order to prepare ourselves for that. We can't afford to guess.
You and the study's other co-authors, former Senator Warren Rudman is a name that people will know. There were some other co-authors as well, traveled around the country talking to people.
We traveled around the country. We interviewed fire chiefs, police chiefs, hospital directors. We talked to the national associations for all of those entities. And uniformly, the response was the same thing. The money is not getting to the street. If there is money, they think it's stuck in a pipeline. But they don't know how much money they're ever going to get. They do not know of any plan. And the reason for that is there is no plan. There is no national plan that says how much is enough.
You found that fire departments typically might have half the radios that they would need to communicate in the event of a massive emergency.
Radios are a problem across the board, not just fire, but police and emergency responders. What happened in New York on 9/11, the tragedy of the death of hundreds of firemen, was due to, in large part, poor communications equipment. And yet, that's still the case across the country. We have communications equipment that cannot interoperate with other departments. We have communications equipment that cannot get through building structures. That's not a technological problem. The technology to fix all of that is readily available. We just need to spend the money.
A number that disturbed me in this report, that actually surprised me in this report, was that the number of police officers in this country is going down. You found that there are 16% fewer police officers in good-sized cities than there were in 2001.
Even in New York City. In New York City, on 9/11, there were approximately 40,000 police. Today, there are 10% less in New York City. Across the country, there are 80,000 police being fired, being given their pink slips. And the numbers that we use in our report for additional funding don't even address the police requirement.
You're saying that over the next 5 years, the federal government and state governments have to spend $98 billion more than they were intending to spend in order to get this right?
$98 billion more than is currently in the plans of the government. Now, that number sounds like a lot, but put it in comparison to the Defense Department. Over the Defense Department's next 5 years, they're going to spend upwards of $2 trillion. And $100 billion is decimal dust compared to that kind of Defense Department expenditure. And we think the fire department and the police department and the local hospital defend America as much as the Defense Department does. A general would be court-martialed for sending his troops into battle badly equipped and badly trained.
When you were in the White House working, some of these issues or issues closely related to them, did you have a clear sense that things were being done to address this or not? You just left in February.
No, things are not being done. We don't have a requirements process so that we know how much is enough.
I do have to ask, though, if you go around to police chiefs and fire chiefs and ask them, do you have enough money? Of course, they're all going to tell you they don't have enough money. They'd like more.
Of course. And that's why I say what we need to know is how much we will get for the additional dollars spent. And there is no process right now.
I want to ask about this report. Yeah, it's sitting here in front of me. It's called Drastically Underfunded, Dangerously Unprepared. You probably know by now that the Department of Homeland Security has put out a statement that suggests that your conclusions are seriously exaggerated, I suppose.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security said that we're talking about, in our report, buying gold-plated telephones. We're not talking about that. We're talking about buying a communication system for our policemen and our firemen that's reliable and that's secure. We're not talking about gold-plating anything. They are derelict in not being able to tell us and tell the Congress how much money is enough and what do we get for those additional amounts of money.
Richard A. Clark is a former White House advisor on terrorism and the co-author of a report sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations looking at the nation's preparedness for a terrorist attack. Mr. Clark, thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks, Dave.